What if life was easier? You know, what if you woke up, or you woke up at the age that you're at, and you have everything provided for you. You just have to pursue your dreams. Literally, you're told, you know, for a month I'm paying you $1 million dollars or shillings, whichever you prefer, but you know, in cash every month, so that you do what you love. Some of us might choose sleep. But if that's out of the option, and you just have, when they say what you love, it means your passion, would you take the deal? I know I would, for sure. And so the question of what if life was a bit easier has been something that I found myself asking a lot for the past 1 year. I turned 22 on Tuesday of the 8th, and that has been so far so good. So the question is, will I keep asking, what if life was easier? What if life was a bit easier? So on this episode, it's the last episode of the season, and I have nothing of I have nothing prepped for you. I just want to, you know, really recap on my experience in that season two. And even before I start recapping, I remember what happened was when I started season two, after I finished season one, it was because I had stayed so long without, you know, making a podcast for various reasons. And then I got back to making podcasts, and I was like, I've been away for so long, and I might as well just name this season two, because season one was up to like episode 60 or 50. I forget, but it had been that long. And then I was like, let me structure it so that I create with some form of a plan. Right. So I started episode season two, which was meant to last for exactly 12 episodes, which it has. And then from there, I could take a break like is necessary. So, yeah, so I'm happy that this season has been great. But, you know, I was sitting down and I was thinking about this past season. And I remember one of the things that I used to struggle with, or one of the things that I've struggled with in regards to content creation, has been always perfecting the next. You know, there's always an idea of, and it's so funny because you come up with an idea and you're like, this episode is going to be a monster. And you create this episode and it's, you know, right after it's published, the question is, what next? So there's always the repeated or recurring message of, you know, be patient when you're creating content. You know, your audience will accrue in time, which is true. But you also understand why then content creators burn out and, just quit. Psyched up with the first episode, second episode, third episode, fourth episode, they're done. Because it's always that, like, I have this immense idea that I'm loving, that I'm enjoying. But right after you publish, then the question is, what next? And so when I started this season, it was a bit different, because I think the reason why I took a break was because of the burnout from season one. And when I started this season, it was a bit different. It was an aspect of, what can I do different? Because I remember in the first season, I used to really want to say the right things. And so I used to script word for word, which is not bad, but I script word for word the whole 30-minute episode, word for word. Now, that thing was exhausting, because it's one thing to talk about a topic. It's another to script it, as if you're writing a book, and then broadcast it. And so the question was, what can I do different? I need to live my truth through my content. And that's why if you listen to the first episode of this season, I talk about, you know, I'm not using a script and I'm very like repetitive on that idea because I'm nervous when I was recording that. And I was like, what if I mess up? What if I have the ahs and, you know, like when your mind is thinking of something. So I had that problem at that time. And I was so nervous, but it so happened that as I talked, as I spoke of what I know, as I spoke my truth, it was a lot easier to flow with it. What I'm trying to say is I found it easier to speak about what you have lived or speak about your truth or something that you are well aware of rather than, okay, I'm going to give you this hack, even though I never follow it. So I'm going to give you this hack because I read it from this place. But if I'm sharing with you the same hack that I read from that place that I tried and that I know it's working, then it's much easier to connect with you. Also, I think. And also it's less taxing on me because I'm having fun as I do it. Previously, it was I curate the perfect episode with the best words. And, you know, you find probably the listens are not as much as you'd love them to be. And you beat yourself up because, okay, so what next? You know, the idea is what next? The idea is how can I accrue more people? How can I accrue the numbers? So, like I said, now coming to this season, it was a bit different because I came across this, I read a lot about, you know, content creation and whatnot. And I came across a theory I've forgotten the name of this guy, but it's a cause to effect theory, right? So it says basically as you're creating content, think about when you come up with an idea, rather than jumping straight into production, think about the desired effect of that episode or of that content. You have this idea. Think about first the desired effect. The desired effect is basically, what do you want your audience to feel when they listen to this? And I realize a lot of content really is about connecting, which as a content creator, you might forget because you're focused on the best quality. You're focused on saying the right words. You're focused on portraying the right image, right? So you forget, okay, so what is the other person feeling as they watch? I've watched content I know on YouTube that honestly, I don't even enjoy, but the personalities that I'm watching, it's like, gosh, I could just watch these guys talk the whole day, right? So, yeah, so there was that idea of cause to effect. Like, what do you want your audience to feel? How do you want them to connect with you? How real is your story? Even though it's informative, even though it's supposed to be an educative episode, how true is it? And so the cause to effect is basically you have an idea, think about the desired effect. And that's what really inspired me to take on season 2 and do it in the way that I did. No scripts. I have the general idea. I have my talk points mapped out. But I'm really just speaking and talking my truth. So I'm now on episode 12, I reckon this is. And looking back at the journey, it has been really good. One thing that I've learned is, you know, creating an organic audience or an organic community is so much fun than just going for the superficial numbers. So I've met people within this second episode that I've never met, but I talk to almost every day. People that I've never met, but a Saturday will not pass without them asking about the podcast. And these are not many people. There are very few people. But, you know, they are so... It's like we're connected. And that's the beauty of the season that I've had. I've learned to really stop being stuck in that idea of having control over everything and just let your ideas flow. But I was talking about, you know, what if everything was easy? That's a question that I've had myself, that I've found myself asking, not in the series of states of mind, just asking in the previous year. Like I said, I turned 22 on Tuesday. And during the course of last year of my life, it has been an interesting one with ups and downs. I wrote about this on my Instagram. And normally what I describe my previous years would be like, you know, I learned this and this one has been different. It has been, I know this, but I'm finding it hard to do it. And so I've had moments, and it's not for long, it's like intermittent moments that just come. And I described the last year as the settling year of the new decade of my life, because it was a place where, sure, you know, I've created this guru kind of brand on online. Kevin knows stuff. And I found myself in places where I know what I should be doing, but I am suffering because of things I shouldn't be doing or things I'm not doing. So it has been interesting. Ironic, maybe. Some sort of paradox. When you know if someone else would be in the same situation, you'd advise them better and you'd almost know the right words to say, but you can't do that for yourself. That has been the year. It has been that year. And, you know, we could say it was a different one. You know, the pandemic came. You know, it was uncertain. You know, schools were closed. You know, the pressures of just maintaining the momentum. All that is added. But it was, when I look back in retrospect, it has been such an eye-opener that, you know, you could know everything. You could be on the right track. You could be working, could be serving, because I'm a big advocate of that. But once you let your guard down, and I mean in terms of yourself, when you're so into taking care or protecting other people's emotions that you forget to protect your own, then things start to spiral. And I've had intermittent moments, some that have lasted for like 2 weeks, where you wake up every day and you're very unmotivated, but you just have to push through the day because the sun won't wait for you, you know. But at the same time, I've had moments of reckoning. Like, you wake up and you have so much to be grateful for. So that happened to me a few weeks ago. In fact, I think during the Madaraka holiday, I was telling a friend yesterday that last night, she was telling me she was going through the same kind of period. You know, I was explaining to her I had the same kind of experience where for 2 weeks straight, I was doing less of, I was performing less than I would. My productivity levels were way low. I was relaxing more than working. There were things that were keeping me grounded, but I had reduced, like I stopped running in the evening. I stopped, you know, a couple of things that just keep me grounded, you know, taking cold showers, I stopped. And it went on for a while and I couldn't understand really why I was feeling that way. Maybe part of it is because of impatience, you know, with life and everything, or a sense of, oh my goodness, okay, so what's next? You know, am I not picking the right momentum? And then I think during Madaraka Day, I had some plans to go to school, and on that Madaraka Day, but implicitly, I just wanted them to fail. And when they did, I literally just, you know, woke up around 7 a.m., started working out. And I hadn't done that for quite some time, like waking up in the morning and working out, even though I'm, you know, I'm a big advocate for that. But I hadn't done that for some time. And when I did it that day, I felt so much happier. So much happier. I went and took a cold shower. When I take a cold shower, anytime I am taking a cold shower, just know that I'm at my best. That's how I know I'm at my best, because I hate cold showers, but I relish them when I take them. Like I love them when I take, I love the feeling after I take a cold shower. That's what I mean. But I hate to get into a cold shower. So when I am not doing so well, I'd most likely take a warm shower, you know. But if you see me taking a cold shower at 5 a.m. or in the morning, then know that I am probably at my best form. So I went and took a cold shower. I took out my journal. I hadn't like written in a while. And part of it is because, you know, I couldn't gather the strength because I've talked about journaling before and how I do it. I couldn't fill up those blanks. Like, you know, how am I feeling? I feel awful. What am I grateful for? Probably nothing with this perspective of mine. So I'd put it like aside, but I took it out that day and I wrote everything, that experience, and really what was the turning point. And I kept on thinking, what is the turning point? Like, what has made this situation different? And there was nothing significant. I look back at that moment, which was not so far away, and I look at this moment where I'm at, where I'm mentally a 9 or 8. You know, I look at that point and I look at now, and I can tell you for a fact I didn't win a lottery, or I did not get an A or anything. Nothing significantly changed. Only that I got into some form of action. I did some form of grounding. That was my workout. That's it. Like, I did one thing. It led to me doing another thing. It led to me doing another thing. It led me to be more happier and get back on track. You know, like, you know, it's so funny how it shifts, because after you feel that way and you realize a lot of things, I've talked about this before, we are less logical, we are more emotional. Like, we are emotional beings. And how you feel is very, very important. And that's what I've realized. And just by feeling good, perspective changed. Like, I saw all the advantages I have. You know, I'm so right back on track. I'm even regretting not starting this back on track thingy earlier and letting the other one, drag on. So it's very interesting to have that experience at 21, you know. One thing I realized is also I beat myself up a lot more than I should have. Like, just the pressure of, you know, you're 21 now, you need to do this. I think it was part of it was just being nervous, especially after I turned 21, because there was the idea of, all right, now you're aging now. And, you just need to get started, or, you know, keep the ball rolling. So I'm glad that, you know, that bad or dark cloud passed before my birthday. And I'm also happy that it happened, because, you know, it gave me a lot of perspective that ultimately you're the one in control. And I remember talking to my friend about this, and she was so concerned, like, why didn't you call me or something like that. And I know for a fact that, you know, that was something that I had to deal with by myself, because there was nothing. It was just one of those moments that I think everyone has. But I realized life would be so boring. I know my goals, I know my dreams, I know how I want the future to look like for me. But if I was just offered that, like if it was just given to me on a silver plate, it would be worthless. Think about it. Think about all the goals and dreams that you have. Imagine you are born into them. It would be less of anything to strive for. Like, right now, you're probably working your head off to get to them. If they were handed to you, you wouldn't need to do that. You'd probably not even think about them. So I reckon if we had our biggest, most extravagant goals given to us, then life would be very boring. And it wouldn't be interesting. That it's like a dude. It's like any other kevo or any other brayo. Ukikatia demse. Trust me. To some extent, and I've caught myself in this situation, the chase is normally way much more fun than, you know, winning the treasure. That's the immature me speaking. But it's true. Sometimes you find dudes who really are into a girl. You know, they'll court, they will katia you like a nonsense. until, and when you say yes, you know, the guy changes, like, all right, that's it. So I have you now, you know, because these, it's always just that idea that I could have her. Like, if I keep going, I could have her. If I keep going, I can reach my dream, right? If I keep going, all this struggle, you know, it will be so much worth it when you get it. And that has been the realization for me. Like, all these things are there. They're not bad experiences. They're just learning lessons, lessons to learn. They are just any other experience to teach you more about yourself and how you can always get yourself up when you're low, to teach you to source inspiration from others rather than feel some type of way because your life seems not to be going anywhere, to understand that nothing online is real. And, well, let me not say nothing, but majority of what is online is not real, you know. To understand that ultimately you are in control. Like, you still have, like, there's so much to be grateful for that you cannot afford any negative thought. There's so much to be done. There's so much to live up for. You don't have the luxury to afford a negative thought. It has been an amazing, amazing, amazing lesson. The podcast will be back probably July. I'm not so sure, but probably around July. Season 3 is going to be amazing. I've been working or trying really to work on the episode, on the podcast, so that I can have it on video format, so that I can have it on YouTube in partnership with VoicePoint. I'm going to be doing that hopefully for season 3. It has been fun, and I hope that you enjoyed the series as well. If you did, the best thing you can do is share with someone. You can check out my social media pages just for updates to Mind Mind everywhere. And hoping to see you. Can't wait to hear from you. So stay safe and take care of yourself.